There's a song I used to sing every time Pastor before used to let me preach, you know, and it's I Won't Complain. You know, I've had some good days. I've had some bad days. I've had some weary days, you know, but all of my good days, they sure enough outweigh my bad days. So ain't no need to complain, because when I think about, when I look back, the song says, and I look back over my life, and I start to think things over, you know. I mean, I ain't got no time to think about the bad that I'm going through. I'm thinking about where he brought me from, how good he is. Amen. Not how good he was, how good he is. Amen. Because he's still good. He was good when I was going through. He's still good while I ain't going through. Amen. So when I look back over my life and I think things over, I don't have to look too far back either. You know, sister, you didn't have to look too far back. That was just maybe a month ago, wasn't it? You know, look back over your life and just continue to think about what God has done for you. Amen. We won't have no time to complain. Amen. It won't even be in your system. Amen. So the only way you can get that out of your system is praise God. Amen. Give him thanks and give him glory. Amen. So I give him glory today. I give him praise today for what he has done. Amen. He is good, and his mercy endured for a short time. His mercy endured only but for a moment. His mercy endured forever. Amen. And it shall follow me all the days of my life. Wow, I just got a notification from my wife. Come on now. Come on now. Come on now. Come on, you don't have to wait until the battle is over. You can shout right now. Hallelujah. So whatever you're going through, shout right now. You took it out the box. She just said, I feel great. Not good, but she feel great. Amen. So God, we thank you. Lord, your mercy endure forever. Lord, we take you out of the box. Oh God, we ask that you will cover everything, God. All our sicknesses, all our diseases, God. Every situation, God. All our circumstances, Lord God. Cover it all, Jesus. Cover it all. So, Lord, I thank you for touching my wife. I thank you for delivering her. I thank you, Jesus. I thank you, Lord God. I owe you a praise, God. I can't pay you back, but I owe you this praise, God. I owe you, God, this worship, Lord God. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Here it is. I'm thinking I'm going to have to take my wife to the hospital. Come on, Gwen. Come on. Come on. Yeah, that's the kind of God we serve. That's the kind of God we serve. Come on. What a mighty God we serve. Amen. He's real. He's good. Jesus is real and good to me. Oh, yes. He gives me, and he gave me the victory. So many people, so many of his people, we should put that in there. So many of his people doubt him. But we know we can't live without him. That is why we love him so. Because he's so real and good to me. We made us a new song. Amen. Man, I thank the Lord. Ooh, Lord, you're so good. He's so good. So good. As a song, I just can't tell it all. I just can't. It would take me all night. It would take me days to tell it. Amen. You would get tired of listening to Brother Al's if I just begin to just tell it. Amen. If I just start way back when I was in the third grade. And y'all don't know where I'm going with that. You know, the movie I watched with my kids called The Goonies. And a little young man. And they say, tell us everything. He said, everything, everything. Well, when I was in the third grade. Come on, when you was in the third grade, can't you remember what God, how God kept you? When you was in the second grade, when you was at home with, I remember when I was at home with mama, how God kept me. Amen. Come on. Don't act like we don't know who God is. Don't act like he ain't never done nothing for you. You got to know who he is and who's you are. Amen. got to know how to obtain this God. You know, so it's a way to get him, right? You just don't automatically get him. You know, he automatically yours when you receive him, amen? And so we just thank the Lord. We're going to go to the Lord in prayer. I'm not going to try to prolong you because I was sitting on there. I'm thinking, Lord, I'm going to have to get home to my wife. We got a little short meeting. I want to show you all something. But I'm like, I got to get home to Tawana. You know, ain't nobody text me. I said, Lord, no news is good news. Amen. But when I get some news, it's going to be good news. Yes. Don't nobody bring me no bad news. Yes. Amen. Don't nobody bring me no bad news. When I get some news, it's going to be some good news. Because that's what the gospel is all about. The good news. Amen. Of Jesus Christ. How he came. How he hung. How he died. And how he rose again that I may have life. Not just have life, but have it eternally. Have it forever. That's life. That is life. That's abundant life. When you just have life forever. I just can't imagine that. Heavenly Father God. God, we thank you today for what you've already done. We thank you for the miracles, oh God. We thank you for healing cancer. God, in our camp, God, in the midst of this people, Lord, we thank you, God, for healing cancer, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God. It's big to us, Lord, but God, everything is small to you, Lord. Everything, God, is the same to you, Lord. God, ain't nothing impossible for you. So we thank you for healing cancer. Thank you for touching my wife and healing her, God. God, we thank you for who you are, God. We thank you, God, for just being good. Lord, now, God, we ask that you would drive back the doubt, Lord God, that would try to rise up even now, Lord God. We ask that you would drive it out, Lord God. Drive back doubt, God, in the name of Jesus, God. As we go into this word, Lord, we ask that you would speak to us, Lord. Speak through us, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lead and guide me, Lord God, as the Spirit says, Lord. I thank you, Father God. And we ask that you would touch, God, those, Lord, that are not here today. Oh, God, those that are still going through in their body, Lord, those that are sick, Lord, those, Father God, that are lonely, Father God, we ask to God that you, God, will be their companion, Lord God. Let them open up the door and let you in, God. I believe you're standing there knocking, Lord God. You said, I stand at the door and knock. Lord God, I pray that they open the door and let you in, Father. I just thank you, Lord God, for what you did. Thank you for who you are, God. Thank you for what you're going to do, Lord God. Thank you for what you want to do. Now I ask that you would lead and guide us the way, Father, in the name of Jesus. Amen. Turn with me to the book of Matthew, chapter 8. Hallelujah. Well, that scripture came to me today while we were singing and worshiping and you all were doing what you were doing. I was still over there praying and reaching out for my wife. And Exodus 23:25 came to me. And he said, and ye shall serve the Lord your God. And he shall bless thy bread and thy water. And I will take sickness away from the midst of thee. That's his word. You serve God. He said he will bless your bread and your water. He will bless the provisions in your life. Amen. We always got food to eat. Water to drink, but we drink Kool-Aid and lemonade. And some drink beer. But he said, I will bless thy bread and thy water. And I will take sickness away from amidst thee. So keep serving God. You ain't got to die sick. Don't let anybody tell you that. That ain't written. Though some died sick, but it don't say you have to die sick. Amen. I don't believe it. Otherwise, why would Jesus come and heal all the sick? He came and healed everybody that was sick and diseased, didn't he? It ain't like he didn't say, well, I'm going to leave you like that till you get to heaven. If you want it, you can get it. Amen. But there was some that couldn't get it because they didn't want it. They didn't believe him. That's why they didn't get their healing. So don't let nobody tell you that you got to have cancer. You got to have diabetes. You ain't got to have none of that. You know? That ain't important. And we talk about the kingdom of God. You know, when I get to the kingdom, I ain't going to have it. That's the truth. But you living a kingdom life right now. And you ain't supposed to have it right now. Amen. You ain't got to have it. You can have it if you want to. You can wear it as a badge of honor. and say what you're doing for God. God wants you to live right. That's a badge of honor. You know, he wants you to live a holy life, a clean life, a righteous life. That's what God is looking. That's a badge of honor. That's how you honor the Father. Amen. When you're walking upright, when somebody cussing you out and you still keeping your mouth shut. Huh, that, tell me that ain't bringing God glory. Huh, they're going to wonder, why ain't you getting mad? Why didn't you say something to them? I would have said. I ain't talking about the world. I'm talking about the Christians. I would have said. All right. We're going to get this going. Let us sing. Happy birthday, Jace. I forget everybody's birthday, even at 10, but I didn't forget yours. Happy birthday, young man. May the Lord continue to bless you with many more and lead and guide you in the way that you should go. Amen. Chapter 8, verse 1. And when he was come down from the mountains, great multitudes followed him. And behold, there came a leper and worshipped him, saying, Lord, if thou wilt, thou canst make me clean. And Jesus put forth his hand and touched him, saying, I what? I will. Man, come on. You know, he said, Lord, if thou wilt. If you, amen, come on. If you want to now, Lord, I know you can. I'm going to take you out the box. You know, I don't know what these other folk around here thinking, but if you want to heal me, Lord, from this leper, you know, I know you can do it. And Jesus said, look, you know, I will do it. You know, be thou clean, and immediately his leprosy was cleansed. Look at it, immediately. God does things immediately too. He don't, you don't always have to wait. He does some right now stuff. You know, I'm a living witness right now miracles. Amen. You know, I got to give this testimony. I was, you know, always trying to help in the church. Pastor was preaching. We was over there praising the Lord. And I ain't got no musician skills at all. But I try anything to try to help out. And so I want to tap them drum. But I had a migraine. I was sick to my stomach. Wasn't feeling good. And I said, Lord, please help me. Church dismissed. Everybody was leaving. I couldn't. I was so bad. I just stayed in the seat where the drums was. And I was just like this. My wife said, are you coming? I said, no, I'll be on a little later. Because I wanted to sit there and just feel better. All of a sudden, it was just one last person, a straggler. You know, ain't it good sometimes to have a straggler? A lot of times we think of stragglers, man, you holding up stuff. I had a straggler. That straggler was for me. Sister Gwen was walking on out. I know it wasn't nobody but Jesus. I know it wasn't nobody but God. All of a sudden, she stood still. And she turned. She did a Jesus thing, Pastor. She stood still and turned and said, Al, I love you. And when I say immediately, brother, virtue, I mean from the crown of my head. And we always say, Lord, heal him from the crown of his head to the soles of his feet. From the crown of my head, I felt something just down to my feet. And then immediately I was made whole. And I said, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. That straggler was for me. God got some stragglers for you. Don't hurry them up out of there. Wait and see what they're going to do. It could be an angel trying to, you know, entertain you, trying to bring you your blessing. Don't hurry the stragglers up. You know, I wasn't saying, because I was the last one to lock the door. I wasn't saying, go ahead, hurry up and get out of here so I can lock the church up and go home. I wasn't saying that. I was like, whatever. You know, I ain't even see Gwen until she turned around. Al, I love you. I said, Lord, I mean, I ain't never experienced that before. I mean, just like, I don't know. You know, like funny bones. You know, you ever hit your funny bone? I mean, that funny bone feeling just went down to my feet, and I was made whole. I was healed. That's why it's good to be in the house of the Lord. That's why it's good to be in church. You can stay at home all you want to, but that internet gonna mess up one day. Amen. That phone gonna be off one day. You ain't gonna be able to get on the computer one day. Amen. You're gonna need to be with the saints. You're gonna need to know how to get with the saints. And all of this, This ain't part of what I'm talking. And all of this electronics that we got, we want to live off the grid. You ain't living off the grid. You know, people want this electronic stuff. You know, my son's got cars that they got to send updates to. They got two trucks that they got to send updates to. They can't do nothing to it. I don't want that. If they can send an update to it, they can send something else to shut it down. Maybe I'm one of them conspiracy theory guys. You know, but I believe if they got the capacity to update it so it can go, I believe they got the capacity too to stop it. Amen. I don't want to be living off of that kind of stuff. I want to live off the word, what thus said the Lord. Amen. I believe the Holy Ghost will speak to you. Amen. I believe he'll tell you to flee to the mountain. I believe he'll tell you, get out of this house. That's what I believe. But you got to be sensitive enough to know that it's the Holy Ghost telling you that. And you got to do it. Amen. You got to do what he say do. Amen. That's what Mary said. Look, whatever he say do, y'all do it. Whatever the Holy Ghost tell you to do, do it. Don't be worried about how nobody feel. Like what's going on this morning. Don't worry about it. If God told you to do it, do it. Don't you get no glory, but give God the glory. He told you to put that box up there. Get that box. Put the stuff in there. Get it out. Whatever God tell you to do. Because a lot of times we miss your blessing when you don't obey. It sounds foolish. Really, what you talking about? Get a box. You know, we're talking about put a piece of paper in there. Put it on the altar. You better put it on the altar. You better put everything on the altar. Amen. You better listen to what God is saying. And Jesus said to him, see thou tell no man, but go thy way. Show thyself to the priest and offer the gift that Moses commanded for a testimony unto them. And when Jesus was entered into Capernaum, there came unto him a centurion beseeching him and saying, Lord, my servant lieth at home, sick of the palsy, grievously tormented. Sound like he had two things going on. And Jesus said unto him, I will come and heal him. And the centurion said unto him, I am not worthy that thou shouldest come under my roof, but speak the word only, and my servant shall be healed. For I am a man under authority and having soldiers under me. And I say to this man, go, and he goeth. And to another, come, and he come. And to my servant, do this, and he doeth. Here it is. This man is under authority. He knows what authority is. He recognized authority. Amen. That's why when we speak to these mountains, you got to tell it to do something. Just don't say, I speak to the mountain. Tell it something. Tell it to go. Then it's got to go. If you need something to come, and it's got to come. Amen. It's got to obey what? The word. Amen. It's got to obey the word. When Jesus heard it, he marveled and said to them that followed him, verily I say unto you, I have not found so great faith, no, not in Israel. And I say unto you that many shall come from the east and the west and shall sit down with Abraham and Isaac and Jacob in the kingdom of heaven. But the children of the kingdom shall be cast into outer darkness. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. I'm going to stop there for a while. He said, but the children of the kingdom, this stopped me in my tracks. The children of the kingdom shall be cast into the outer darkness with weeping and gnashing. They're going to be regretting something. They're going to be weeping, crying, and gritting their teeth because they had messed up somewhere. Amen. We don't want to be weeping and that, throwing it out of darkness where we know that we'd have messed up somewhere. If you'd have messed up somewhere now, you got an opportunity to get that thing right. Amen. So you ain't got to be cast into outer darkness. That's right. Jesus was talking about those Jews who thought that they automatically belonged to in God's kingdom because they were descendants of Abraham. Amen. You know, they were called the children of the kingdom because the people of God, he gave them the promises. He originally gave them the promises, amen, and they had the prophets. God gave them. They were supposed to know all of this. They were supposed to teach us all of this, amen. But Instead of them doing what God tell them to do, you know, they rejected Jesus. Amen. You know, they thought they were born because they were born in a certain nation or religion. You know, they thought that they was just automatically supposed to have it. Because every time they have a run-in with Jesus, they tell me, we are seeds of Abraham. You know, Abraham is our father. That what that means you ain't got to do right? Huh? Pastor, my pastor. Hey, I mean, that mean I ain't got to do right? You know? Mr. Schroeder. Stove dryer. And your name is my daddy. Kids, I ain't got to do. I ain't got to listen to nobody. You better listen to somebody whoever telling you the truth. Somebody telling you the truth, you better do it. So being born in a certain nation or religion doesn't save you. Faith in Jesus brings you into another kingdom. Amen. He said the children of the kingdom shall be cast into outer darkness. You know, you become a new citizen in a new kingdom when you are born again. Jesus said, verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. You ain't going to be able to enter in the kingdom of God unless you be born again. So regardless, Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, your daddy, you ain't getting in. You got to come the same way that everybody else got to come. You got to come through the door. Amen. And Jesus is the door. He was the door back then. He's still the door. They had to go back then. You got to go today. Ain't nothing changed. Amen. So since you've been born again, you become a new creature in Christ. And since you are a new creature in Christ, Paul writes in Ephesians 2:19, he says, now therefore ye are no more strangers. We were strangers at one time, you know, and foreigners. We were foreigners, but fellow citizens with the saints and the household of God. So therefore, if you are fellow citizens with the household of God, what is it that don't have that you need? Amen. If you are a child of the king, I ain't see no king. None of them kings over there, that's kings. They child's walking around looking crazy. Ain't got what they need. We serve the King of kings, the Lord of lords. Why ain't we got what we need? Why we ain't got it? Don't blame God. Don't blame the king. King did his job. King wouldn't do his job. You just got to simply have faith in the king. You got to have faith in God. Amen. If you have faith in God, then you are a citizen of God of the Most High. Amen. Back then, the people just assumed that they would inherit God's promises just because of their lineage or their ancestry. Every time they ran into Jesus, like I said, they brought up, they were the seed of Abraham, you know, because who you related to, that don't make you part of the kingdom. You know, because my daddy was saved, that don't make me automatically be part of the kingdom. Amen. Because my mama, my auntie, my grandmother, because I go to church. Amen. Because I'm a church member. Amen. That don't make me part of the kingdom. You know, I'm a faithful tithe giver. That don't make me part of the kingdom. Amen. You know, I do this and I do that, still don't make me part of the kingdom. People are sitting in church every day. They are faithful, but they ain't part of the kingdom. And they think because they do that, they automatically granted access to the kingdom. Somebody might argue with me about that, but that's all right. I still stand. If you don't do what you're supposed to do, you know, what Jesus said up there, except a man be born of the water and of the spirit and be baptized. Hey, look, you can't see the kingdom, let alone getting in. You know, I don't even think you're going to be able to stand on the outside and look in the windows. You ain't going to be allowed to get that close. You know, you ain't going to be allowed to get that close. You know, so back then they thought because they were related to somebody, you know, as a Jewish person, they thought that they were automatically supposed to be granted access to the kingdom. Amen. Don't make no difference how good you are. Don't make no difference how saved mom and daddy is. It don't make no difference how you pay your tithes and you give offering. It doesn't make no difference if you are faithful to the church. You know, it doesn't mean that you are entitled to the kingdom. Amen. Let's get that understood. You know, you might belong to a church. You might belong to a different religion. Amen. You know, that's good. You know, but belonging to the church and belonging to religion, you know, it that don't mean that you still belong to the kingdom. You know, what matters is, here we're talking today, is that do you belong to Jesus? You know, do you belong to Jesus? That's what matters. If you belong to Jesus, then you belong to the kingdom. You have access. Amen. You're granted access to the kingdom. Amen. Your faith in Christ makes you a child of the kingdom. If you're born again, you belong to him. Peter says this. Go with me to Acts 2 and 39. It's not automatically yours. And I think a lot of times we got this verse, this passage kind of twisted here. 239, for the promise is unto you and to your children and to all that are far off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call. He says the promise is unto you, your children, the next generation, the next generation, generation come, generation ain't born, many of those that are far off. He said, it is for you. They had just witnessed the outpouring of the Holy Ghost. Amen. There was a lot of people that witnessed that these people, 120 in the upper room, had been filled with the Holy Ghost. The power of God fell. And they witnessed that. And they witnessed these men speaking in tongues that they knew. And they knew that these men were unlearned men. They didn't go to Babel to learn how to speak French. You know, they didn't sit in college for a few years to learn how to speak Spanish and all that. This just automatically came upon them. Amen. It automatically belonged to them because they were what? They were people of God. They were waiting for the Holy Ghost. Amen. But the outsiders saw this and they thought, you know, they saw all of this happening, but they didn't believe at all. They witnessed the power. And it's just like people today witness the power of God, but yet don't believe. You know, they witness healing, miracles, signs, wonders, but they still don't believe. Amen. I'm going somewhere with this. You know, they said, they thought they were drunk. They said, these men are full of new wine. You know, a lot of times when you get saved, and you get years ago, Twana, you know, she's get excited, Lord, and get to speak in the tongues. And the kids understand now, but back then, when they see people, the whole, you know, when the Holy Ghost come up on them, they say, he caught the Holy Ghost. Well, you know, that's what I used to say too, but not understand, like, you ain't catch nothing. The Holy Ghost came up on them. He caught you. Amen. And she began to speak in tongues. I'm like, that. Mama caught the Holy Ghost. You know, is that all right? And then some people look at you and like, oh, well, Jackie walking around here and Brittany speaking in tongues. Let some of the people that you grew up with witness some of that and see what kind of response that you're going to get. You know, the people, that response that they got back then, they're like, oh, we, in other words, we know these men. These were ignorant men that sat with Jesus. You know, they full of new wine. They still thought Peter was a cusser. And whoever was a drinker or drunk, they still thought he was a drunkard. They still think that you are a whoremonger. They still think that you out there smoking dope, drinking wine. They still think you out there lying because they don't believe the power of God. They can't believe how the power of God come up on you. You got to experience that for yourself. You got to know him for yourself. Amen. You got to know who the Holy Ghost is. You got to know that he can do that. Amen. He don't only calls you to speak in tongues. Amen. He calls you to stand and be bold. Amen. Because we need some people to stand and be bold and speak out when it's time to speak out. Amen. This ain't all about running around and jumping and all that. The The Holy Ghost calls you to be a powerful witness, an effective witness. I mean, we need some powerful, effective witnesses today. Amen. We need it. So they didn't believe it. Said, these men are full of new wine. Anybody ever told that you are full of stuff? You what? You say, get out of here. You know, you full of stuff, Al. You full of stuff, Jack, and you ain't saved. You know, somebody told me, I'm going to see. I'm gonna see what he going to do now. Well, somebody told me that when I lost my son. Now I'm going to see how saved he is. In other words, they were saying, I'm going to watch and see. Let somebody kill my son. Oh, it's going to be some bloodshed. I said, man, if I even feel that way, I ain't said I wasn't mad. I was more hurt than mad, you know. But I to this day, I tell people, and it's the truth, oh God, I felt no revenge. I didn't feel no revenge. I didn't feel like going to get no pistol because I think at the time I gave them all away. I ain't have none. You know, so sometimes you got to get rid of stuff that you used to rely on. Amen. You know, a lot of people feel like when they got that pistol, you know, they can hash it out with people. I said, man, that ain't the case. You know, all the time. I said, you know you got that burner on you, boy. You're going to reach for it. You're going to come up with it. And before you know, you're in trouble. I know a lot of young people, you know, young. You know, riding down the highway and got in road rage, pop, 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 shooting at people, and I ain't locked up. When I say young, I mean young. Amen? So don't think that you're going to ration this thing. Get rid of that stuff. You don't need that. You know, we preach, we believe. The Bible says he's our protector. Amen? And so if God let that head down, you know, and stuff start touching you, don't think that God ain't with you. Amen. I mean, some horrible things happen to people. But don't think that God is not with you. He's with you. You know, that's only so much I found out that the devil can do to us. He can't go overboard. He's got a line that he can't cross. Far as he can go with Job was touch his body, but he couldn't touch his soul. Touch your body all he want. Touch your body all he want because you got a healer, don't you? You know, touch my body. You know, he's been touching me ever since. But God been touching me too. He been healing me too. He been making me whole. Amen. God touching you too. I believe did he touch somebody this morning? Did anybody feel a touch this morning? Amen. I believe somebody felt a touch this morning because you're looking good. You're looking different than what you was when you first came in here. Yes. Yes, ma'am, you. Yeah, so they thought he was drunk. And Peter said, for these men are not drunk as you suppose, seeing it's only the third hour of the day. So people have witnessed the power of God, and they still don't believe. You know, they're going to continue to witness the power of God, but they ain't going to be. But Peter said, the promise is unto you. Amen. The promise is unto you. And it sounds like that's an automatic thing. Like it's for me and my kids. It is. I believe that Peter was saying that the promise is offered to you. You know, God promised it's offered to every soul, to every individual, to every generation, to every nation. Amen. That's that far off. His promise is offered to them. Amen. But here's the thing. It's not automatically yours. It's offered to you, but you have to accept it. A lot of people ain't accepting it. That gift that God gave them, Jesus Christ, when he was walking the earth, that was a promise. The prophets prophesied that this man would be born of a virgin. He's going to come out and do, you know, he's going to be the light in the darkness. They believed the prophets, but when the gift came up, when the actual blessing, miracle came, that this, they didn't accept it. You got to accept the promise. You got to accept that offer that God is offering you, life. He's offering you salvation. He's offering you healing. God is offering you, and all of this is in the kingdom. Amen. So that they thought that they were supposed to have it. You know, it's not automatically yours, but you have to accept it. You know, you got to be born again. It's not yours until it's in your possession. You know, it wasn't even in their possession. It was at their possession. They could have received Jesus, but they turned him away. People could receive him today, but they turned him away. You know, they're not accepting him. You know, this gift, God is offering this gift. He's offering salvation and eternal life. Another writer says it like this. He said, the promise belongs to you. Just because we say something to belong to us, it doesn't mean that you got it. There's so many things that belong to us. We ain't got it. We haven't received it yet. Amen. You know, so a lot of people think that, well, it is yours. But make sure you're making the right connection. You know, a lot, you know, thank you, Lord. You know, it's yours. You know, there's money in the bank. It's yours. God's got blessings with your name written all over it that belong to you. But you ain't got it. You know, you may have, people got money in the bank. I ain't got it, but it's in the bank. What good is it in the bank when you need it? What good is healing away from you when you need it? What good is that miracle? Well, whatever, when you need it, I ain't got it, but I can see it. But I ain't got it. I want it. I don't know about nobody else. I need it and I want it. I want what's mine. So just because the promise belongs to you, it doesn't mean that you're going to automatically get it. And I ain't talking about salvation. You know, you can't work for that, amen. But you got to do something to get that. Can I say that? You got to do something to do that. That gift, that hey, Jesus, I stand at the door and knock. And a lot of folk ain't opening up the door. Amen. They're not opening up the door. So there's a lot of things that belong to you, church. But you have to possess it. It's got your name written all over it. You got to possess it. Timothy writes this in 1 Timothy. Paul writes to Timothy, 1 Timothy 6 and 12. Fight the good fight of faith. Lay hold on eternal life. You got to fight the good fight. You got to lay hold on what you want from God. Amen. And it's all by faith. A lot of people need healing, but they ain't fighting that good fight. They ain't laying hold on what they can lay hold on. And if you're a child of God, you can lay hold on the thing. God is giving you the power, the authority. He's giving you the wherewith to lay hold on everything that you're supposed to have. And it's by faith. Amen. It's by faith you got to get it. Matthew says 11:12. And from the days of John the Baptist until now, until the way back then, way up until now, people ain't possessing. People don't have. They don't know how. He said the kingdom of heaven suffered violence, and the violent take it by force. You got to lay hold on it and you got to take it by force. I don't know about nobody else. I'm taking what's mine. I'm taking what's mine. I'm taking what belongs to me. I can't take it for my son. I can't take it for my daughter. You know, they got to watch me take it. They got to watch you take it. Amen. So they'll know when they grow up, they'll know that they got to take it too. Amen. They got to accept Jesus for themselves too. Amen. You can't take everything you need by physical force. Amen. You can't take it all by physical force. This is a faith fight. You know, you're fighting every day for faith, that your faith won't fail you. Amen. Jesus said, pray that you enter not temptation. You know, we got to pray that prayer. I pray it every day. Lord, help me today not to enter into temptation. Help me today that my faith don't fail today, Lord God. Every day. This ain't no one time, one and out. This is a constant prayer for me. Because I know every day that I wake up, I'm going to be faced with some kind of temptation. Every day that I walk this earth, I'm going to need my faith. Amen. I'm going to need it. You know, but you can't take everything you need by physical force, but you can take everything by faith force. Amen. Keep pressing in to receive the kingdom of God. You can take everything that you need by the faith force. You know, God give you faith, take it by force. You want your healing, take it by force. You want your deliverance, take it by force. Amen. You ain't got to sit there. I left that all. I prayed and prayed over my wife. I said, Lord, Spirit of the Lord said, leave that bottle oil on the table next to her and tell her if she feels the need to pray over herself. I say, Tawana, you anoint yourself and pray over yourself. Amen. You know, sometimes God looking to see what we're going to do. Amen. You know, we call for the elders of the church. We anoint with all prayer. I said, Lord, I've done everything I can think I can do, but I can hardly leave out the house without, you all right? I'm like, I don't want to get on her nerves. She ain't feeling good. You keep asking, you all right? She's like, I might make her well, though. Keep bothering because she said, Al, get out of here. You know, she's like, I feel better now. You know, that's how I normally work, don't it? You know, somebody ain't feeling good. You all right? You all right? Yeah, I'm all right. You all right? I'm all right. You all right? I said I'm all right. You all right? Would you just leave? Whew. Now I got to get up. That's how I do. I feel better now. You made me feel better. But you got to take it by force. Amen. You got to do it because in God's presence is fullness of joy. Amen. And at his right hand is what? It's pleasures evermore. So you got to get to the kingdom. We got to know that we are kingdom people. Amen. We are kingdom. We belong to him. Amen. Although we're not there yet, but we're still there in the spirit. We're still in the kingdom in the spirit. Amen. That's why Jesus said the kingdom is nigh you. Then the centurion caught this. And he caught what the people of God didn't catch. You know, a lot of Gentiles, a lot of sinners, pastors say all the time, boy, church be filled up with people ain't saved. They come in and get what they want, they gone. And the saints are still sitting there. My back, my neck and my back, my foot, my leg. Lord, when you gonna do it? They got their blessing. What is it? Are we lacking faith? We can't blame God. How do people come in here and get what they want immediately? Come, look, come back, tear the church down. We shout with them. Yeah! Woo! Thank you, Jesus. But they gone. And we still here. My foot. My leg. My head. God wants you to believe him. When you can tell yourself. You can tell when doubt is rising up in you. Can't you? Can't, I mean, I can. I can tell when doubt tried to rise up and get me to speak different, think different, even look at a situation different. When that start to happen, you got to start rebuking that stuff. You got to start telling the devil where he belongs. You got to tell him where to go because you can tell him where to go. You know, God said he'd give you power over all the power of the enemy. All of it. Not some of it. Don't think that you are limited. You got the power of the Holy Ghost. You got the power of God. Amen. And if you got the power of God, then you got power over these situations. Amen. Though you may walk in them for a while, but I say, Lord, I ain't supposed to be like this now. I'm telling him what he already know. I got to go do this and I got to go and do that. I know, but just go. I know what you got to go do. Don't make no excuse to say, I ain't feeling well, but I can't go until. You can't go until. Jesus said, as they went. When they start going, they were healed. So as we stay, you're going to stay in your misery. You better start moving. You better start stepping. High stepping in the end zone if you got to. You better start moving. And when you move, God gonna move. Amen? Amen? Just do what he say do. And the centurion answered and said, Lord, I am not worthy that thou shouldest come under my roof, but speak the word only. Not all this other stuff, God. You know, we say too much sometimes. Just speak the word only. You know, Jesus said, look, you want to be seen because of your long, drawn-out prayers? You want to be heard because of them long? Just speak the word only. That was the centurion said. All we got to do is just speak the word only, he said. And my servant shall, not might be, not well, probably, let me text and see if he got up yet. I ain't got to do nothing that the centurion said. Let me call COVID and check on mom, make sure did God really do this? He says he shall be. You got to know that when you speak the word, it shall be. Man, you start moving heaven. You start moving the kingdom when you start speaking the word. He said, I'll watch over my word to perform it. Amen. You got to start speaking the word. See, this centurion said, he was a man under authority, a soldier over soldiers and servants. And he said, if I say to this man, go, he said, then he will go. If I say to another, come, he going to come. And if I say to my servant, do this, he going to do this. This centurion was saying he had power only over his servant and soldiers. He was limited. He recognized power. And now these guys are saying, my servants and my soldiers, they got to obey me. They recognize my authority too. But he saw somebody whose authority wasn't nowhere near like his, was far past his authority. He knew Jesus had authority, unlimited authority. He knew Jesus' authority covers everything, not just certain things. He recognized authority. People of God don't recognize God's authority. But this centurion recognized who Jesus was, recognized the power of God, didn't he? He said, I understand authority because when I tell somebody to go and do something, they got to go and do it. Well, when Jesus spoke that sickness had to leave. That's why he said, Lord, just only speak a word. You ain't got to come to my house. You ain't got to come there. I just seen you heal the lepers. You just laid your hands on them and said, be healed. You know, couldn't nobody else do it? Well, nobody doing that in the Old Testament, was it? They was just shut out the camp until God healed them. Then they had to go back into the camp and let the priest look at them and say, well, you too close. Healed. The priest had to declare them well, amen? They didn't do no healing, and we ain't doing no healing today either. It's still God doing it. It's still the Holy Ghost, amen? So he recognized the power that Jesus had in him. And so he said, Lord, just speak the word only. I don't know about nobody else. I just feel like speaking the word only. Just give me the word and I can speak the word by itself. It's good by itself. It don't need nothing, amen? I ain't got to add nothing to it, and I most definitely don't want to take nothing away from it, amen? He said, speak the word only, and I know my servant shall be healed. But Jesus, he knew Jesus had power over everything. Because when Jesus spoke, it was. When Jesus called, it came. When Jesus said, be still, it stood still. Amen. Jesus calmed the storm. He knew Jesus had some power. Jesus had all the power. He had so much power that he told the storm to peace, be still. He turned the water into wine. Amen. He multiplied fishes and loaves to feed thousands and thousands and thousands of people. Amen. And still had enough to feed some more thousands. Amen. He had stuff left over. Amen. And so he recognized the power of God. He knew that this sickness, this disease, would obey the command. Know that when you speak the word only, that situation got to obey that word. But you got to be in the kingdom. Be part of the kingdom. All Jesus is showing us with this centurion and these so-called people said that they were children of Abraham. They thought that they were supposed to have this kingdom life automatically. You got to be born again. Except you be born of the water and the spirit, you cannot see the kingdom, Jesus said. You can't enter in the kingdom. It's impossible to do it. It's impossible. So you are the kingdom. We are the kingdom. He's telling us what the centurion, what the world comes in to get. It belongs to you. It belongs to you. And that we told a woman, it's not meat for me to give, you know, the children bread to the dogs. They eating up our blessings. We act like we ain't supposed to have them. But you have to work toward some things too. You have to put forth some efforts. You know, you want to get out of debt, do what you got to do, get out of debt. You want the bank account to swell up, do what you got to do. You want your healing, you keep professing your healing. You keep on. Keep on declaring it over your life. Just like you walk and pray, don't forget about your situation. Walk and pray, anoint yourself, whatever the Holy Spirit tell you to do. Amen. Speak to the word, speak to the situation. Amen. Speak to it. Only speak the word only, and your situation will be healed. Amen. That's all I got for you this morning. You know, we are kingdom people. We're supposed to be kingdom-minded people. You know, we know it's not in meat and drink. It's in love, joy, peace, and the Holy Ghost. God wants you to have some love. He wants you to have some joy. And he wants you to have peace. That's why he came, to give you the Holy Ghost too. So you can have peace about your situation. Don't let your situation run you ragged. Nobody else's situation either. You know, we get shook up over everybody else's stuff too. You know I got my own, but I don't want to be selfish. But I don't want nothing shaking me. I got to bring everything to the Lord in prayer, because Jesus, he covers it all. You know, name something. Throw it out there. You know, well, I don't care. Just throw something random out there. I don't care what it is. He did it. It's finished. It's covered. It's a finished product. Amen. God bless you this morning. God bless you this morning. Come on, give God some praise. God is good, and his mercy endureth forever. Hallelujah. Know that you can speak the word. You can speak to the situation. So from this day forward, we ain't going to complain. We're going to talk to Jesus about it.